Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, our friends on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liferadio.com, and, of course, our friends from around the world through blogtalkradio.com. We're glad that you could join us, too. Singer and musician R.J. Comer is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his lyrical and musical journey, but what it's been like for him to literally share that with the world, especially in what he calls his most intimate and personal record yet, that being Nightly Suicide. If you're just now hearing about that project, you're going to actually be hearing that single as well as another from his new EP called Nightly Suicide. We also will be letting you all know how you all can get the project for yourself and stay connected with RJ online. RJ, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. This is a busy time for you, and already there's been a lot of excitement about this project. You posted recently, of course, you know, some of the success already that Nightly Suicide is experiencing. It's fourth week in the top 10, of course, on indie charts. I mean, what has it been like for you, RJ, to not only to release something that you say is so personal for you, but to see the way that people are responding to it?
Well, it's very gratifying, and you know, it's not my first record, but but it is my most intimate and personal record. And I think that's what people are responding to. I think that they're responding to the truth of it and the personal aspect of it. I think people want to see inside the artist. And I've done that more on this record than ever before. And I think they're responding to it.
Yeah. I think that is true. You know, I had a chance to listen to the EP when I was prepping for your segment, RJ, and the thing that I thought about was that, I mean, it's very obvious, of course, you are, as I describe you, as a singer and musician, but it seems like at your heart you are a storyteller. You're able to weave stories through music. Have you always known you've had that gift?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about a gift. I'll leave that decision to you, but I know I've done it most of my whole life. You know, I've written poetry and fiction as well as songs. And so you got that right. I like songs that tell a story, sometimes very overtly, you know, this happened and then happened and this happened. And then
right.
I like songs that imply a story, you know, that there's some chronology to it, but it's really, you're just along for the ride with these characters and you're getting a bit of their life. I like those kind of story songs too.
I ask authors on this program quite a bit, RJ, when they have written an autobiography or memoir, you know, the why. Because it's one thing to write for your own therapy and for your own cleansing and healing. It's a totally another thing to decide to share it with the world. Did you go into this project knowing that it was going to mean as much to you as it did and knew that you would be opening yourself up to the world the way that you have?
No, I didn't. I didn't at all. I just knew it was time to make another record, and and I wanted to make an Americana rock record, and I wanted this record to be, very much as close to my real voice, my real personal self. I wanted that, but I didn't know it was going to end up the way it was, and that's part of the magic and the organic aspect of whether you're writing a novel or whether you're writing a short story or whether you're making songs. I did know I wanted the record to be coherent thematically, so I didn't want it to be kind of all over the place with a upbeat, you know, poppy, lighthearted love song and then a really deep song. I wanted this project to stay all in one place thematically. I knew that, but as it turned out, you know, when I really reached deep, I found myself going back into my darkest past and dealing with some of those themes and those issues with the perspective of, you know, being a 52-year-old man that, you know, lived through those experiences 30 years ago.
Right. You know, and I think that is the amazing thing for sure. All this year, and I went back when I was prepping for this segment with you, RJ, went back to January, even through your social media, and you were very excited about sharing this music. Now that it's here, it's part of the fun of it, knowing how many people are connecting with it, how many people are getting something from it, and quite frankly, how many people are just enjoying the music.
Well, as best as I can tell, I mean, because you get a very nice insight from social media, but you don't get a true insight Because you're not along in the car with them when they're listening to the song, and you're not if they're, you know, at their coffee table when they're talking to their friends about it. You only get what they tell you. But what they tell me and what they're responding to is I look at them, and the thing that's most gratifying is the people that seem to respond to it are normal, what I call normal folks. You know, they're they're normal working class, middle class people. Most of them are very good people who have productive lives. It's not all barflies who hear my song Nightly Suicide and say, hey, he wrote an anthem for us.
Right.
You know, I do get those, and God love them. And but I think what is most gratifying is that people who don't necessarily live a life of dysfunction, which is a lot of the themes in this record, are recognizing in it not just the dysfunction but also the redemption, because there's a redemptive quality
right.
in some of these songs that I
sure.
try to put in a lot of my records. It's a big theme of mine. I think that's catching on, and that's probably the most gratifying thing. The second most gratifying thing is I love when people email me and quote my lyrics back to me, because I work hard on my lyrics, and I really appreciate when people listen to them and get them. And I was actually doing a show in San Francisco, and I got off stage, and I got a Facebook message from somebody in the audience who was quoting back a lyric I had just sang to him.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. What I think, what a great use of social media. And also, I think, what a great validation, RJ, of the connection that you've been able to make through music. And I think that is something that will always stick with people. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're joined today by singer and musician RJ Comer. We're speaking with him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, including in his new EP called Nightly Suicide. You all are about to hear the title track from that EP. Talk to us about not only the song, but also the title, because the title itself is provocative, and then, of course, for it to be the title of the EP, that's even more provocative. How did this particular song come about, RJ?
Well, I was, thank you for saying that. I was looking for, first of all, an album title. There's some really mundane aspects to it. It has to be short, so that the letters can be bold on the thumbnail, so that people can see it when they're on iTunes. It has to be memorable. So you can't have really long album titles anymore. So that was part of it. The other part of it, though, is how did Nightly Suicide itself happen? And that is, I really wanted to find a way to say in a phrase, one or two, three words, what it's like to live a life like that, the like kind of life that I lived in my 20s. And it really felt like killing yourself every night. You didn't actually physically die, but you pushed, you know, sometimes you should have died. I often say I should be dead or in jail instead of living a life like I've lived. You know, and so I could have died. I didn't die. But what happens is you're sort of killing yourself every night. You're killing a little bit of your soul. You're killing a little bit of your conscience. You're just killing a little bit of your future. And every night out there running under moonlight acting like an idiot is a form of suicide.
Yeah. Well, what a powerful thing, and I think people will definitely get the message, I think, of this song and come away with something for sure, RJ. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, it is available, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com, as well as through the other online retailers as well. Here is Nightly Suicide, the title track off of RJ Comer's new EP. We'll be back with more of our conversation with RJ right after this. Stay with us.
Counting drinks with my finger, line them up again, start counting them with my toes. I can't do the math no more. I should be calling it quits for sure. Instead, I tell the barkeep, hey, let's have a few more though. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. Shadows on the wall, they all are dancing, but the people all around all turned on me, like I see what I ain't supposed to see. But they keep drinking, I say, you bet I will. Never cared if I lived or died, but this nightly suicide keeps me alive till I decide it's time to go. I've loved some, fought some, drank some, that's what my life been about. Went south, went wrong, went down, but now I know what I can't live without. In the glass behind the bar, I see the future. Through the shot glass in my hand, I see the past. I'm sharing a bottle with a fairy man, saving a coin for his bony hand. But he can wait by the river until I drunk my last. Never cared if I lived or died, but this night be suicide.
That was Nightly Suicide by R.J. Comer from his new EP by the same name. We're joined today by R.J., talking with him not only about his musical journey, what it's been like for him, of course, to be able to share great stories like the one you just heard through music, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to share the experience with his fans and also, of course, with music lovers. R.J., I want to talk to you about that single and a couple of things that struck me the first time I heard it. And the first thing was, I think that we all know what it's like to kind of reflect on our life and reflect on where we've come from. Has music kind of been that thing for you, though, that has helped you to remember what's important?
Yes, absolutely, and all sorts of creative outlets, but primarily music and primarily songwriting. But again, you know, any kind of artistic expression. I can't draw very well, but I try occasionally. But for me, music is the best medium. Music is the medium I think I most am adept at for that kind of expression.
Yeah. How do you get over the fear of not only what people will think, but also of what you will create? I think sometimes we as creative individuals, we sometimes get in our own way, and we, you know, sometimes stop what could be something very amazing because we feel as though it's not where it's supposed to be. How do you get over the fear of trying to get it perfect and just making it authentic?
Ah, great question. Actually, I don't have a lot of fear about what people think of it because I don't have any control over that. All I can do is, I don't want to give them something mediocre because then I missed an opportunity to communicate with them. You see, here's the thing about fear, Cyrus. What I learned about fear is when I'm in fear, it's usually because I'm worried about me. You know, I'm not going to get something I want. I'm not going to achieve something I want. I'm not going to get the love I want. I'm afraid I'm going to lose something I have. All I got to do is stop thinking about me and ask myself, who is it, you know, what part of this activity, what part of this journey, what part of this decision is about someone else? And let's make it about them. And so when I turn songwriting into something of like, look, my job is to give them the very best song with the best lyrics, the most authentic voice, and the most, you know, a beat they can enjoy, and, you know, give them the best of me. If I give them the best of me, I don't worry about it after that. That's my job. And that's what I try to give to the listener, whether they like my kind of music or they like, you know, if put it this way, there's lots of genres of music people love that don't necessarily love my genre of music, But if they're going to turn to my genre of music, they're going to get the best of me. And that's the main way I deal with all kinds of fear. I just take myself out of the equation. But the fears that I do experience is the fear of, I'm never going to get this song right, or I'm never going to finish this song. It's just not satisfying me. I'm not happy with it, and I'm afraid I'm never going to be happy with it. And there are some songs, it turns out, I was never happy with, and guess what? They're not on records. You know, there's going to be some of those.
Right.
And even when I'm afraid that I'm just not, you know, achieving the standard that I set for myself as an artist, I can get over the fear by just taking myself out of it and say, look, you know, not every endeavor, not every song is going to be a hit. Not every song is going to be something that is worthy of pursuing, and you have to put it aside and move on to something else that's worthy of pursuing. But after that, once you put that, you know, that message in a bottle out on the ocean, you just got to trust the universe and the people who find it.
Right. Exactly. So true. You know, you, as you mentioned in the beginning of this conversation, RJ, this is not your first project. Last year you released Hellhole Swamp, a lot of great music on there. Some of them, they'll almost seem like a continuation from Nightly Suicide, though. I Wasn't Born an Angel, of course, began that project, and then Wreckage of the Future. When you kind of look back at that project last year and look at where you are this year, do you feel as though that is kind of, for you, one of the best indicators of your own personal growth, being able to look at what you've done and where you are today?
Yeah, I do. Comparing the Hellhole Swamp record with Nightly Suicide is, I Wasn't Born an Angel could easily have been on Nightly Suicide. It's a very intimate, very real biographical song. I often call it, it's my life in 3 minutes. And with a really strong redemption theme at the end. So I love that song. It's still one of my favorite songs. A song I almost never play live, because playing that song live requires a band to really deliver it. So you only really get to hear that song on the record or on YouTube. But the collection of songs on Hellhole Swamp, first of all, they're swamp. I mean, it's literally a swamp music record. And I love swamp music, but I'm not only a swamp musician. And so you can see the musical development from, you know, classic swamp with fiddle and banjo and all those great instruments that I love so much, to a progression to Americana rock record, which is primarily electric guitars, drums, and bass, which is what's on this record. And I don't play banjo at all on this record. I play banjo on every track on Hellhole Swamp. The other thing about Hellhole Swamp is there's some, you know, kind of lighthearted fun songs. Songs like Wreckage of the Future, which has a dark theme, but it's humorous. It's wry humor. It's dark humor. And Got Two Kitchens is also very humorous. So there's a lot of light and fluffy. There's two light and fluffy songs, I think, although they're dark, fluffy, but they're still comedy. And while there's some humor on Nightly Suicide, it's not comedy.
Right, exactly. You know, the other reason I brought up the release from last year is because I think it's so, again, for creative individuals, and not just musicians. I think you mentioned visual artists earlier, or no matter what people's, you know, genre might be, or what their gift might be. I think that the dangerous thing is, of course, for us to be put into a box or be confined to a box. I love the fact that in listening to music from that project and this one, how you're not, again, going back to fear. You're not afraid to try new things. You're not afraid to express. It seems like for me, RJ, the important thing for you is, as a creative, that you're able to create no matter what form it may come in. Do you think that is the best way to describe what you do musically?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, even if I never made another record, and even if I never did another show, I would still probably write songs, and I'd still play songs. In fact, I don't have to guess. I mean, I was a musician when I was a kid. You know, I sang in church. I got paid to sing in church because I was that little boy soprano singing the Ave Maria at every wedding in Chicago, and I did musical comedies at a professional level when I was a little kid. So I was singing and learning to read music and being a musician from the very get-go. And I went to music school after high school, but then I was starving, and I quit music. And I quit music for a good 20 years. In my 20s, I played live very rarely, especially in my later 20s. And I finally just, you know, kind of quit it all together and went and got a regular job and worked that regular job for 20 years. And during that entire time, I still had a guitar handy. I still had a keyboard handy, and I still occasionally wrote songs. And during that time, I also wrote fiction and poetry. So, yeah, absolutely. Without creativity, I think it sounds a little bit cliche to say, at my heart, I'm an artist. But at my heart, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
You know, 52 years proves it. That's what I've done consistently for 52 years.
Yeah. I think there's a great lesson in that for all of us. Again, everyone, R.J. Comer is our guest for this segment. We're talking with him not only about what he's been able to do musically through his new project, Nightly Suicide, but also in life as well. The final selection we're going to hear from the new EP, R.J., is called The Moon Ain't Fallen On Me Yet. What can you tell us about this song?
Well, I'll tell you the funny story how the title came about, even though this has nothing to do with the song. My wife and I were at a Diana Krall concert. I'm a huge fan of Diana Krall. And we were at Diana Krall's concert, and she had this big gold sparkly half moon suspended from the rafters above the stage. And in the middle of the set, it started to swing a little bit on its ropes. And the whole audience kind of looks up at the moon, and she looks up at the moon, and she said, "Don't worry, folks, that moon ain't falling on me yet." And I just clocked that phrase as that's a song title. And if Diana's listening, thank you, Diana. No, you don't get a co-write for that. But what I did is like, well, what does that phrase mean to me? And what it means to me is one of the recurring themes in my music, and that is a theme of redemption. That theme of, you know, everything from the cliche of light at the end of the tunnel. Most people look to sunrises and sunsets as that kind of theme of light. Me being a darker folk, I tend to look at the moon for that kind of light. I'm a night guy. I've always been a night guy, and I often say I have my first intimate relationship was with the moon. So The Moon Ain't Fallen On Me Yet is really a story about no matter what you go through, keep your eye on the light, and you got a chance. And I'll finish my answer with this funny story, especially since you have an audience down in Mississippi who I expect know their Bible pretty good. I was asked to write a description of The Moon Ain't Falling On Me Yet for the YouTube video, which will be coming out next month. And I referenced John 1:5, and the light shineth, and the evil shall not overcome it. And I said, it's really a reference to John 1:5. And one of the people, I won't say who, one of the people on my committee, you know, the people who work with artists, they said, "Who's John?" I said, "Hi." Y'all need to read your back.
Oh, boy. definitely no one from the Bible Belt, I'm sure. Yeah. What a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that, RJ. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is The Moon Ain't Fallen On Me Yet. We'll be back with our final moments with RJ Comer right after this. Stay tuned.
Angels love me, but the devil owns me, and the battle keeps me on my feet. Under moonlight, I am walking lonely down the middle of the street, rolling dice with bloody fingers. I risk it all on every bet, but under moonlight still I linger, and the moon ain't falling on me yet. No, the moon ain't falling on me. Strike the band up, dance with pain and drink despair. If life's a joke, then I am doing stand up. The city laughs like someone's there. Kiss the bricks, they taste the bourbon, and a choice is made without regret. To the dust I may be returning, but the moon ain't falling on me.
the wrong place. Under moonlight now I put my feet up since I disappear without a trace. Fell from grace, but still I landed upright, and I keep moving on lest I forget that any sunset could bring my last moonlight. But the moon ain't falling, the moon ain't falling, the moon ain't falling on me, yeah. No, the moon ain't falling on me. But the devil owns me, and the moon, it ain't falling on me yet.
That was R.J. Comer with "The Moon Ain't Fallen on Me Yet" from his new EP, Nightly Suicide. As I mentioned earlier, it is available through our friends at Amazon.com as well as through other online retailers as well. We definitely would invite you to be able to get it for yourself. You can get either the singles that you heard here or, of course, the entire EP. And, R.J., how can they stay connected with you to keep up what's coming up next for you?
Thanks, Cyrus. And hi, everybody. I want to say hi to your whole audience. I should have done that earlier. The two best ways to stay in touch with me are through my website at rjcomer.com, that's rjcomer.com, and also through my Facebook music page, RJ Comer Music on Facebook. I'll tell you one thing about my Facebook page. Most of us artists, we have people who help us with our social media, but on my Facebook music page, it's always me. I'm the only person that operates that page. If you get a response from me, it's really me. I love to communicate with people there, so that's the best way. If you send me a message there, I'm going to get back to you in 24 hours or less. So let me hear from you.
All right. So you have the invitation there from the man himself. RJ, really great conversation with you. Thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. And I hope you'll come back. You're welcome back here anytime.
Thank you, Cyrus. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. And thank you for bringing these ideas and these voices to your audience. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we definitely thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you after a break. For those joining us online, though, we're going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with RJ, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already tagged RJ on both of those places, so just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.